worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Word of God, in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed." So Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took Sarai his wife and Lot his nephew and all their possessions which they had accumulated and the persons which they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan. Thus they came to the land of Canaan. Abram passed through the land as far as the site of Shechem to the oak of Moreh. Now the Canaanite was then in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. Then he proceeded from there to the mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. Abram journeyed on, continuing toward the Negev. Now there was a famine in the land, so Abram went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe in the land. It came about when he came near to Egypt that he said to Sarai his wife, "See now, I know that you are a beautiful woman. And when the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife,' and they will kill me, but they will let you live. Please say that you are my sister, so that it may go well with me because of you, and that I may live on account of you." It came about, when Abram came into Egypt, the Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful. Pharaoh's officials saw her and praised her to Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. Therefore he treated Abram well for her sake and gave him sheep and oxen and donkeys and male and female servants and female donkeys and camels. But the Lord struck Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. Then Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say, 'She is my sister,' so that I took her for my wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go." Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they escorted him away with his wife and all that belonged to him. Verses 1 through 20, Genesis chapter 12. Father, thank you, Lord, for the many powerful faith lessons we find throughout your Word of God. And Lord, thank you for the fact that the truth that all of your Word from Genesis to Revelation is a book of faith, a book that teaches us how to walk by faith, how to trust you, how to look to you, how to stand on your Word. Thank you for the chance for us to grow in our understanding of how to read and meditate on your wonderful Word of faith and put it to work. Empower each of us to be much more faithful hearers and doers of your Word. And help us to be vessels whereby we operate in faith through every single day. And help us more and more to trust you to do exploits in this world. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd continue to guide us, that you'd continue to give us conviction, to let us know where we're going astray. And Heavenly Father, I ask that you'd continue to give us grace and strength for us to get back on the right path. Heavenly Father, I just ask that you'd bless these moments, that we could grow more in your kingdom. Thank you so much for loving us, and thank you so much for calling us to love our neighbors as you have loved us. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac, and thank you for being a part of our listening family. We are in the midst of our fall share-a-thon, and our theme for this share-a-thon is Yes, He Can. And this, the theme scripture for our share-a-thon comes from the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 to 21, which tells us, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Again, that was Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 through 21, the scripture, foundational scripture for our fall share-a-thon. And the number to call, if you'd like to call in to make a pledge to help continue helping the American Family Association care the mission God has called us to forward, the number to call is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. And Isaac, again, you know, I think of the fact that it's so important for us to know that it's by the grace of God. God reaches through individuals. He reaches through the church and different entities out there that give to help support the work of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. We appreciate the prayers that people pray on a daily basis and the gifts, the sacrifices people make to help us to do the work that we've called to. One more time, share that number, Isaac, for persons that would like to give.
Absolutely. So you can call to make a pledge at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to give at afr.net.
All right. Thank you, then. And today is day two of our share-a-thon is Founders Day, a day in which, in a special way, we're seeking to honor the person God used to start this ministry, the Reverend Don Wildman. We're going to listen to some listener testimonies, and then we're going to hear some testimony from the past, from Reverend Wildman himself. But at this time, let's listen to some testimonies of listeners who are sharing how the Lord has reached through this network to bless and encourage them in their faith.
Karna from Hampstead, North Carolina. I hope I can get through this. I don't know how I'd cope without AFR. From early morning, I can listen to godly counseling on family and life. Then to truthful presentation of what now is happening. And just when I might get discouraged with the news, I get my thoughts recaptured and put back to realize who's in control and in whom I must put my trust. The Almighty God and Jesus. Thank you, AFR.
My name is Jarvis King. I live in Bogachita, Mississippi. Many years ago, my dad and I had a Motorola two-way radio business in Macomb. Well, WAQL is still there, and it's on a tower. Dad decided to let Don Wildman get on the tower for free for the antenna space. And at the time, I didn't like the idea. I wasn't living right. Years went by. Dad's gone to be with the Lord. And I lived a terrible, addicted life till I went in Teen Challenge 15 years ago. And little did I know at the time when Dad let Don get on the radio tower, that I would be listening to it now every day when I work. I just want to thank Don Wildman and all the staff there for blessing me every day, and such a blessing that my dad saw the vision with Don and allow them to get on the tower at Macomb.
Hello, this is David Chen from California and South California. And today I just called to leave a message. This little ministry of the Kingdom of God that changed my life, keep changing. I just want to give a big thank you to all beloved ones, such as Teacher Alec McFarlane, Teacher Bert Hopper, and Brother Tim Wyman and the whole family. And I want to say thank you because you guys give me things that more than the money that I could not compare. Thank you.
You know, Isaac, every single listener testimony is powerful and very encouraging to hear, to see how the Lord reaches through this radio network and touches the lives of people by the power of His Holy Spirit. So I always am encouraged and blessed to listen to every single testimony that people have to share.
Amen. I think we get to see a little bit of our theme verse going on throughout the whole year. We show up. It's kind of our day job. We might say a few things, Pastor Joseph reads some scripture, and we have no idea how big of a work the Lord is doing. We have no idea how many people's lives have been changed, how many people have given their life to the Lord and who have gone off to do other greater things. But man, the networking that we get to see a little piece of this. And we know that if we just step out in faith, the Lord can do amazing things.
Amen. Amen. Share the number to call if someone who's listening would like to call and make a pledge to help us continue the work and the mission of the American Family Association.
Amen. You can partner with us in ministry by calling to make a pledge at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net.
All right. And once again, our fall share-a-thon theme verse is found in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 through 21. Again, that's Ephesians 3, verses 20 to 21. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Again, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 through 21. Once again, the number to call if you'd like to call in to make a pledge during our fall share-a-thon, it's 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to give at afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. You know, Isaac, I'm going to be sharing just some faith encouragement passages from the Word of God. And one of, if not the single most favorite passage in all of the Word of God all over the world is Psalm 23. We're going to take time to do that now. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, thank You for the truth that all of Your Word, all of the Word of God is a book of faith. A book that can strengthen our faith, build it, and empower it with every passing day. More and more, help us to be wise enough to fill our hearts and our minds every day with Your precious, blessed, grace-filled Word, and thus receive the blessings that follow. We thank You and praise You. In Jesus' name, amen. The number to call, 1-877-616-2396 to make a pledge for our fall share-a-thon. We'll be right back.
It's the song of the redeemed, rising from the African plain. It's the song of the forgiven, drowning out the Amazon rain. The song of Asian believers, filled with God's holy fire. It's every tribe, every tongue, every nation, a love song born of a grateful choir. It's all God's children singing glory, glory. Cathedrals to the faithful gathered underground. Of all the songs sung from the dawn of creation, some were meant to persist. Of all the bells rung from a thousand steeples, none rings truer than this. It's all God's children.
My name is Jim Cranack, and I'm calling from Westerville, Ohio. Just appreciate so much American Family Radio and all that you folks do. It's been a blessing to me. When I retired in 2012 from corporate America and had time on my hands, and a lot of times I'm not driving or going to a part-time job I have, I listen to you folks all the time, and you're just such a blessing. And you take a stand for biblical values, and I so much appreciate all that you do. And I am a small monthly contributor to the program. And just again, thank you so much for all that you do.
My name is Ron Bennett. I'm a deputy sheriff, police officer with the Decatur County Sheriff's Department in Decatur County, Tennessee. Thank you for the radio station that I enjoy listening to every morning, AFR. It gets me motivated and it helps me to get through my day as a police officer. Not many of us are, as police officers, are accepted and well received in parts of our state and around the United States, but we have a hard job and we love helping others, and I get a lot of enjoyment being a school resource officer here at Riverside High School.
My name is Daryl. I live here in Conroe, Texas. Started listening to your station about a year and a half ago when I discovered them here. Thank God for a great Christian radio station and what you guys do in impacting the kingdom, as well as trying to mobilize and inform people about issues that they can take up and help to glorify and honor God in the way that we approach the issues going on in this world today. So God bless you. Keep doing the great work.
We are in the midst of our fall share-a-thon, and our theme for this year is Yes, He Can. Our theme scripture comes from the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 to 21, which tells us, Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we can ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Again, that's Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 to 21. And Isaac, tell our listeners once again, if they're wanting to give, how they can do that.
Absolutely. So if you'd like to partner with us in ministry and make a pledge, you can call 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net. And if you do call to make a pledge, know that AFR isn't the only thing that AFA is doing. We have a whole lot of different departments. We have a news department. We have a magazine department. They have a lot of involvement of trying to help America and politicians and making sure that our laws are being made well, that allows us to practice our faith well. There's just a whole lot that goes on. So if you want to make a pledge, you're not just supporting the radio part. There are so many aspects of ministries that are going on. And you can, of course, learn more about that at afa.net and see what all kind of pages you can find. We have thestand.com. .net, thestand.net, that has a whole lot of resources and articles for helping your family grow, helping your church grow, helping you grow in discipleship, helping you learn more about scripture. There's so many things available.
Thank you for sharing that, Isaac. And, you know, I think in particular, like American Family Studios, for example, that's the movie-making division of the ministry. And some people are not aware that the American Family Studios department does an outstanding job making high quality videos and documentaries, as well as they've done feature length movies as well. So we very much desire and ask for your prayers for the whole ministry, because we need your prayers. And our goal is to be God's vessel to accomplish what he would have us to accomplish. And so your praying for us means a lot more than I think we can even begin to really fully grasp. So your daily prayers are very important. And also, if you feel so led to give during this share-a-thon, we certainly do appreciate that. Once again, the number to call to make a pledge is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give. At AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. Once again, this is Founders Day here on day two of our fall share-a-thon. And of course, the Lord used the Reverend Don Wildman to start this ministry, this great kingdom work. And it continues on long after he's gone home to be with the Lord. And so please continue to pray for the ministries. As I mentioned, we do need your prayers. We're going to listen to a couple testimonials shared by Reverend Don Wildman himself.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
In the Bible, we have the story of Jesus stooping to wash the feet of his disciples. This was a very unusual act for Jesus to do, for it was not the task of the master to wash his servant's feet. Rather, it was the responsibility of the servant to wash the feet of the master. It was such an unusual action that one of the disciples, Peter, was not going to let Jesus wash his feet. No way was he going to let Jesus wash his feet, but Jesus would have it no other way. You know, there are three tremendous truths we can gain from this incident. First of all, this incident shows the purpose of power. Just what is that purpose? You know, it's an ageless question. Well, the purpose is not to rule, as many think. Someone once said, every man would like to be God if it were possible. Some few find it difficult to admit the impossibility. Remember Hitler, or Caesar, and Nero? Neither is the purpose of power to force, despite what some people think. A very wealthy businessman once made this statement. He cursed the people and then he said, I have the power. I have the power. Many share that attitude. The purpose of power is to serve. Christ illustrated this so magnificently when he stooped to wash the feet of his disciples. Despite the belief to the contrary, there is more power in the open hand than in the clenched fist. All power is given unto me, Jesus said. What did he do with that power? He served. This incident also shows the goal of greatness. Again, the question surfaces, what is the goal of greatness? Why do we all in our own way seek greatness? And after we achieve it, what do we do with it? Two disciples, James and his brother John, once asked Jesus for the preferred places in heaven. When the other 10 became angry, that is, the other 10 disciples became angry, Jesus told them, "If any one of you want to be great, you must be the servant of the rest." Now that is the goal of greatness. The goal of greatness is not to separate one from the lowly, poor, and needy, as fame and fortune so often do. Neither is it to exalt oneself to a position superior to your fellow man. But the goal of greatness is to serve. The greatest one is the one who serves most. The goal of greatness is service. Stephen Grillet once wrote, "I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer it nor neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again." This story of Jesus washing the feet of his disciples also shows the height of humility. This one who had all power and greatness knelt and washed the feet of his servants. "All power is given to me," he says, and yet he stoops to wash their feet. Jesus put himself into the role of a servant. "He who humbles himself shall be exalted," he said. How odd those words seemed back then, even more so today. But who do we exalt today? Hitler? Caesar? Napoleon? Nero? Or the lowly Christ? Go after power. Nothing wrong with that. Get it. But use it right to serve. Go after greatness. Get it. But use it right to serve. And remember that if a person wants to grow tall, he must bend low. For without humility, nothing else fits in place.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
The broadcast entitled My Turn that Reverend Wildman did over a period of years continue to be a source of wisdom, encouragement, and strength for many of our listeners as they listen to American Family Radio. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon. And again, we do appreciate all of those of you that are listening in. Many people have pledged already. We're still looking for many more. If you haven't called in the number, Isaac, would you share once again the number to call in for people to make a pledge?
You can call in to make a pledge at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net. And we have two share-a-thons a year, and each one is 3 days. And it is during this time period where we just do this. We ask for you to partner with us. We ask you to come and make a pledge to support our ministry. And this is it. This is the only time we ask. These 3 days, and then we'll do it again in 6 months. And the rest of the time, we just try to serve the Lord and give you all good equipping things.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And today we're sharing encouragement passages to encourage you in your faith. I want to take time now to read Joshua chapter 1. This is a good chapter to read often to strengthen and encourage your own faith and walk in the Lord. Joshua 1, beginning at verse 1. "Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, 'Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you. Just as I spoke to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and as far as the great sea, toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Verses 1 through 9, Joshua chapter 1. That number to call to make a pledge, if you'd like to pledge during Share-a-thon, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. We'll be right back.
Bread of life, sent down from glory. Many think you were on earth a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, say it now. Come on.
Sent down from glory.
Many things you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Bread.
Sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. You are the
awesome ruler.
Listening to AFA has been the joy of my life. I keep it on, I keep it turned up. I go from room to room doing my chores and get a blessing out of every word that comes out of everybody's mouth. We need more people like you, and I'm just so thankful that I have your radio station to get me through the day.
My name is Joyce Anderson. I am calling from Moundsville, West Virginia, to encourage others to support American Family Radio. I'm nearly 80 years old now. It has been a wonderful blessing each day to me. It's my one place to go for truth. I love you all with the love of the Lord. I'm so grateful that you are teaching a biblical worldview. I look forward to every day. God bless you, and thank you.
My name is Beth. I live in Paris, Tennessee. And I just want to say that I'm so grateful for your radio station. I'm a regular listener. And what first caught my attention one day when I was trying to find something to listen to on the radio was the fact that you had this pause for prayer, where you pray for individuals in the government. And I just thought that was so meaningful. And there's so many lies out there. Christians need a trusted news source that's got a biblical view, and I just think your station fits that bill. Thank you to your founder, Don Wildman, and God bless you all. And heretofore, I would be searching the radio dial for something to listen to, but not anymore.
Once again, every listener testimony is a powerful testimony, and something to remind us of the bigness and the greatness of God. God will use a platform like American Family Radio and many other platforms in the kingdom of God to get his word out, to build his kingdom, and to share truth with people. So we are asking and inviting you during our fall share-a-thon. We're inviting you to become prayer partners with us as well as financial supporters as well. The number to call if you'd like to make a pledge is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. Again, we are in the midst of our fall share-a-thon, and this is day two. And once again, day two of Share-a-thon is Founders Day, a day in which we, in a special way, honor the legacy of Reverend Don Wyman, the individual the Lord used to start the ministry of the American Family Association. We're going to listen to a couple testimonials from Reverend Wyman.
Greatest miracle in the New Testament are the people Jesus entrusted his church to. Look at the 12 people he chose. One of them went over to the pornographers and got his money, you know. But look at the other 11. Now, they were not just absolutely helpless people, but set them down in the middle of all of you and would really, I mean, put some clothes on them like we wear, and it wouldn't be a whole lot of difference between them and us. Couldn't tell much difference. That's the most shocking thing about Jesus, who he entrusted his church to. And second thing is, he didn't have a plan B. What if these don't succeed? Here's the 11, you know, James, John, the fisherman, and the zealots, and all the, I mean, all a whole mixture here. All right, Jesus, you got these 12. One of them's already sold out, and he's gone. But you got 11 people, plain, common, ordinary, everyday people. And I say, Lord, that's a silly way to try to change the world. I mean, think about it. Just think about it. But something happened to them. Something happened in them. And they went out, and they changed the world.
Is America in the pits morally? It sure is. Is there any kind of visible ray of hope out there that's going to be any different? I don't know. But I tell you what, it surely won't be if everybody quits. Who knows what God's going to do through American Family Radio or through the American Family Association. You know, one of these days, with all the new technology, we just might have as much influence on our culture as NBC. That's a foolish statement, isn't it? But wait a minute, technology's out there, and it's going to change. The internet literally is going to change our society. Mm-hmm. I've seen the change since I began this ministry 23 years ago. Then there were three networks, and they told you when Walter Cronkite said that's the way it is, then that's the way it was. It didn't matter if he was lying to you, that's still the way it was. And everybody thought that's the way it was. But the communications has changed now, and we're developing a presence on the internet, mm-hmm. as well as radio. If you will do what you can do, God take care of the rest mm-hmm. of it.
Mm-hmm. You could say Reverend Wyman's words were very prophetic way all those years back then, near the beginning of that, at least that time in the history of the American Family Association. We're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon, and we're inviting you to call in to make a pledge to help us to continue the work of the American Family Association. You can call in a pledge of any amount, whatever amount the Lord puts on your heart to call. Isaac, share with our listeners what number to call.
Absolutely. You can call to make a pledge at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at AFR.net.
Thank you, Isaac. We're going to take time now to share another faith encouragement passage found in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval. By faith, we understand that the worlds were, that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made of things which are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous, God testifying about his gifts. And through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him up. For he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, even Sarah herself also received the ability to conceive, even beyond the proper time of life, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, there was born even of one man, and him as good as dead, at that, as many descendants as the stars of heaven in number, and innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. Verses 1 through 12, Hebrews chapter 11. Lord, thank you for the opportunity you give us daily to be able to open your word and spend time one-on-one with you. Lord, thank you for the fact that you'll spend as much time with us as we'll spend with you in your word. And thank you for the grace, the peace, the power, the joy, the strength that flows into our hearts and our minds as we read and meditate on your word. Father, do a perfect work in the heart of every listener. Stir each listener to become a much more diligent student of your word. If some listening are persons who already read your word daily, help them to increase the amount they read so that they'll be blessed even more. For parents who are listening, help them to be diligent about having their children to read 3 chapters aloud at least to them on a daily basis. But also, Lord, just set us all on fire afresh with a new passion to read and meditate on your word and to obey it as well. Thank you for the opportunity. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Once again, the number to call if you'd like to call in to make a pledge for our fall share-a-thon. That number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to give at afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. Isaac, any last words of encouragement before our broadcast ends that you'd like to share with our listeners during our fall share-a-thon?
Absolutely. Going along with our theme, that God can do infinitely, abundantly more than we could ask or imagine, I would challenge all of you listeners to go out and do something small for your neighbor. Go love them in some way. Meet them where they are. In the same way that Jesus came down to walk with us and to walk alongside the disciples and alongside the crowds and to love them personally, and he met us where we are, I would ask that you go and meet your neighbor where they are and do something small for them and look and ask the Lord to do something infinitely and abundantly more.
Amen.
Than you could ask or
thank
imagine.
You, Isaac. And once again, thank you to every single person listening that's a part of our listening family. We ask for your continued prayers during our share-a-thon on through the final day as well. Pray for the Lord to anoint every moment of broadcasting, and as well as for people to listen to the Lord about giving as generously as he would have them to give to help support the ongoing work and ministry of the American Family Association. Again, we appreciate everyone's prayers and your gifts. The number to call once again is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to give at afr.net. As we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you have never given your heart to Jesus Christ and asked him to save you, would you from your heart pray this prayer with us right now and fully commit your heart to the Lord? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to obey and follow you daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we're very much wanting to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please get in touch with us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. We definitely hope to hear from you once again. Again, joseph@afr.net. And for our fall share-a-thon, if you'd like to call in to make a pledge, you can simply call this number, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.